Doctors and psychologists are warning that women in drought-stricken areas are at increasing risk of mental health problems and suicide as they try to keep family, farm and finances afloat. Three quarters of the more than 3,000 people who die by suicide in Australia each year are men, but figures from the Bureau of Statistics show that the number of regional and rural women who've taken their own lives has risen over the past decade, and some health experts suspect the drought is to blame. Here's National Rural and Regional Correspondent Dominic Schwartz.
Anyway, Poppy gets back in the car and just drives off.
It's a rarity in drought-stricken Western Queensland. 250 women leaving their remote farms to have fun in a pop-up tent town in Thargominda, 1,000 kilometres from Brisbane. From barista coffee to fashion parades, dancing, hairdressing, bra fittings and retail therapy. The annual Channel Country Ladies Day, actually a three-day event, has workshops, speakers and activities to inspire every weary woman, according to head organiser Michelle Ray.
It just means so much for them to just connect and just have that time to just really develop themselves, focus on their health and well-being. It just really just revitalises everyone, I think.
Sometimes it's the only time I see some of my friends. You get to do things like this. Really enjoying it.
Creating polymer clay jewellery is new for Robin Caldwell, whose life revolves around keeping her family's remaining cattle alive.
It's been a pretty hard slog for quite a while. We've been feeding for about 18 months, a bit more, and that gets pretty monotonous, day in, day out.
So this is a rare treat and much-needed mental health break.
I don't know, a little white pill helps.
Go to the doctor every 6 months, I need some more of these.
They help. I probably wouldn't manage without them. I'd be a heap.
Just because of the relentlessness of the drought for you, is that what happened?
I reckon that's what it is, yeah. Yeah. The stress and can't see the end to it. Overwhelms you, I think.
The Bureau of Statistics does not have a region-by-region breakdown of how many women are dying by suicide, but it does have figures showing that the number of women outside the capital cities who are taking their own lives is growing. For example, in regional New South Wales, 304 women died by suicide between 2009 and 2013. That number rose to 407 during the next five-year period, and the toll in regional Queensland also rose by about 100 deaths. For mental health clinicians such as Karen Sherlock from the Royal Flying Doctor Service, there's no doubt that drought plays a part.
Really, really terrible. When there's no input in sight, you just feel like you're holding on forever and a day, and there is a breaking point for everybody, and we're seeing that happen as well. And certainly if they don't take care of themselves, it's likely that their families, their communities, their husbands, whomever, are going to fall apart as well as them.
That's Karen Sherlock from the Royal Flying Doctor Service, ending Dominic Schwartz's report. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.